Madam President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant at Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. All opposed, nay. The motion prevails. The Sergeant of Arms will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is our Senate chaplain, Reverend Dennis Marim of Cloquet, Minnesota. After the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Oh, gracious Lord, we thank you for this day, for the crisp temperatures and the snow-covered land, for the beauty of this state and for the privilege to live here. As we begin this day in this hallowed place, we pray for your guidance on these senators with the difficult issues and decisions they wrestle with now and in the months to come. Thank you for all the individual talents and strengths that you have bestowed on these men and women. Thank you for their dedication to public service. May they, in their differences, find common ground for the greater good of your people. Fill us always with respect, understanding, the willingness to listen, and the boldness to speak from our convictions. We ask that all that takes place in this room and in the various committees, that the benefactors of all discussion and all debate be the citizens of this great state. We pray also, guide us in our personal lives. Protect these men and women and their families from harm and danger. Guide them as they work in finding that balance between public life and family life. We pray for our governor and your healing power to restore him to full health and strength with no pain following his surgery. Guide him also as he leads our state. We pray also for all Capitol staff, those who are sick, those who are recovering from accidents, those who are grieving the loss of loved ones, those whom we name in our heart at this time. We pray also for our newly inaugurated president. Guide him and protect him in the coming years. Thank you again for this great country in which we live. Guide us as a nation that we may always be in the process of becoming the nation you desire for us to be now and in the coming generations. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice. The secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fischbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Lowry, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J., Peterson B., Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move now to the second order of business, executive and official communications. Please take note on the agenda. Reports of committees. Senator Bach. Fifth order of business.
Madam President, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted with the exception of the reports pertaining to appointments.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the committee reports pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
The motion will be laid on the table. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. The motion prevails. We move now to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. We will give these bills their first reading with the exception of or a change to Senate File 107 on page 2, and that will be referred to the Committee on Judiciary. These bills are given their first reading and referred as indicated. Motions and resolutions, the ninth order of business. These are author motions. We will take these as one motion. All those in favor of the author motion say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bach.
Madam President, the 10th order of business is the calendar. I move to take up the confirmation calendar.
Senator Bach, we're going to take up that motion under motions and resolutions. So Senator Bach moves to take up the confirmation calendar. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Cohen.
Madam President, I'd move that the report from the Committee on Finance, which was reported on January 17th, pertaining to the appointment of the Commissioner of Management and Budget, be taken from the table.
All those in favor of the motion say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Cohen.
Yeah, Madam President, I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Cohen.
Madam President, this is the nomination of Commissioner James Showalter to serve as Commissioner of the Office of Management and Budget. Commissioner Showalter has been part of state government for the last number of years. He became the Commissioner of Management and Budget during the last year of Governor Plenty's administration, was appointed by Governor Dayton to continue to serve. Prior to that, he had been the Budget Director and Assistant Commissioner during Governor Plenty's term in office. And prior to that, he had been an Executive Budget Officer during Governor Ventura's time in office. Prior to that, he had worked for the Office of Management and Budget for the federal government for a number of years. So Commissioner Showalter has a very significant background in budgetary matters. He's somebody who's worked, as I mentioned, during administrations of a Democrat, a Republican, an independent governor. So obviously he's been able to work well with folks of all parties. And certainly during the past year as the acting commissioner has done extremely well. If my memory is correct, last year when his nomination was heard in the Finance Committee under the chairmanship of Senator Roebling, it was passed on a unanimous vote. And when we heard his confirmation this past week in the present Committee on Finance, it also received a unanimous vote. So I would hope members would support his nomination. Madam President, I don't know if there are any comments or questions members might have. But if not, I'd move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Finance, reported January 17, 2013, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of the Department of Management and Budget Commissioner, James D. Showalter.
Are there any questions? Then Senator Cohen moves that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Finance, reported January 17, 2013, the Senate, having given its advice, do not consent to confirm the appointment of James D. Showalter. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bonoff.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the report from the Committee on Higher Education and Workforce Development reported January 17th pertaining to the appointment of the Director of Higher Education be taken from the table.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bonoff.
I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bonoff.
Members, this motion is with regard to Lawrence J. Pogemiller, who is currently the acting director of the Office of Higher Education. Lawrence Pogemiller served in the legislature for 30 years. He was Senate Majority Leader from 2007 to 2011. Many of the members in this chamber served with then-Senator Pogemiller. As I looked at his history in the legislature, some of the most important pieces of legislation that he was the chief author of or worked on were, to name just a few, the merit selection of judges, the legacy constitutional amendment for clean water conservation and arts, the University of Minnesota football stadium. We remember then-Senator Pogemiller as somebody who was deeply committed to education, served for many years as the chair of education, and it is fitting that he now take on this role. It has often been said that as legislators, we will not really be remembered for the things that we were chief author of or co-authors of, but most will be remembered for the richness of our relationships. So I can say that Larry Pogemiller, given the richness of his relationship with not just those in the chamber, but all members who have worked for the legislature and in this arena do have profound and meaningful relationships with Larry Pogemiller. So therefore, if there are no other questions or comments.
Senator Sanchem.
Thank you, Madam President and members. And I just want to rise to speak to Senator Pogemiller's nomination and his confirmation. And Senator Pogemiller, if you're listening, know that I'll be gentle. I think sometimes in life, members, your adversary becomes a lifelong friend. And I think that's the case here. And so I'm proud to stand before you this morning and move, if you will, and your endorsement for Senator Pogemiller. Did we agree all the time? Obviously not. But I think generally speaking, we left it on the floor or left it in our offices, and we had a relationship that I think was generally productive. And there were moments. There's no question about that. But generally